It's episode 10. It's a housewife's dinner party. Nothing can go wrong. Just believe in God. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Turn it up, turn it up.
There you go.
Yes, it is Monday night.
Woo!
Welcome to the clubhouse.
Yes.
We have some special guests. It was a pretty good episode.
It's okay.
We're gonna bring it down for you. We're gonna bring it down. It is Monday night. Welcome to AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. I'm your host, Hollywood Leanne. We have a full panel for you. We have some people that are absent. They're sick. They're under the weather. Maybe they went to the club.
Maybe, yep.
And they're hungover.
They went to go see Jay-Z last night and Beyonce.
Okay.
That was you. I saw
that
you.
Was me.
That was you. Yeah.
I hope you're following us on Instagram because you'll see concerts. You'll see TV shows. Mm-hmm. Let's get into it. I'm your host, Hollywood Lee, and I can't do this without my panel.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys. My name is Maite Carrillo.
Hey, everybody. It's Howard III. So happy to be here.
Hello, it's Grants Rants. I'm happy to be back talking OC Housewives.
Yes, we have some alums.
It's like a comfortable pair of slippers. It's really nice.
You're home.
So, yeah, it's kind of nice. You can just see the logo on the screen. I recap for the new listeners. I recapped the show for AfterBuzz for almost 6 years, I think, 5 or 6. So, it was my last year, and I'm like, you know, we're gonna catch up. Like, let's talk. I have ideas and
let's
opinions.
Do
let's do it.
Let's do it. We're happy to have everybody here. It's a continuation. It's a revelation. We're seeing what's really happening now. This is called the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
Girl codes have been broken. Mm-hmm. Gauntlets have been thrown. I hope you're gonna bring it. Mm. Are you gonna bring it? Oh, it's already been brought in. And Kelly's bringing it. Tamara and Kelly, they're at the doctor's office, and they're talking gossip. Kelly reveals that Steve actually dumped Vicky last year.
Ooh,
he's using her. He sold his house, and he moved in with his mommy.
The operative word is mommy.
The gloves are off. You know, I think it's just because Kelly just doesn't care anymore. What do we think about this newfound precedent that has been set? They're not okay. They don't like each other right now.
Here's go ahead.
No, okay. I love the fact that Kelly is spilling the beans and saying everything. To me, it's like, just keep saying more. I feel like she knows so much, and she's waiting for the perfect moments to say it. Mm-hmm. And this, to me, was everything. I loved it.
The Kelly-Vicky thing is inevitable. Yeah. I agree. I think it's fun to see. As far as this Steve goes, this Vicky's boyfriend situation, for the last 2 weeks, I kind of rolled my eyes and was like, okay, Vicky's an easy target with her men. Of course, this is going to be a storyline. They're going to have to put fear and doubt that he's using her. But when they talked about how he broke up with her,
that was interesting.
Like, yeah, that's when I was like, okay, this is kind of a messed up dynamic, if you will. Like,
it took a turn.
It's like a little unhealthy, I think, especially if you are going to break up with someone and months later they have them move back in after they moved out. Like, maybe don't have them move right back in. You know, there's a crack in that relationship. But again, Vicky, you know, that love tank has screwed her more than it's helped her.
Oh, man.
Vicky.
For her, I'm just excited to see Kelly going in on Vicky like that. Because Kelly is just so messy, and it's just like, girl, give me more. You know what I mean? Like, tell me every little secret you know about Vicky. But it really sucks because I know Vicky seems like she wants to have a real friendship with Kelly. And Kelly is just like, nah, you know he living with his mama, right? You know he
I don't think she wants to have a real friendship.
No?
No, she chose.
It's my turn.
This is what I was talking about in the beginning, that they have been, the gauntlets have been thrown, the sides have been chosen, and Vicky chose Michael.
Because Steve chose Michael. So anything Steve says goes. And that's what's annoying.
Exactly.
It's like she doesn't have a backbone.
I feel like Kelly would have been loyal to the end, and Kelly would have been a really good friend. But I feel like there's no turning back. Especially after, you know, we had countless episodes where they brought it up several times to Vicky to show, like, look, a lot of people agree. You broke girl code. Like, what you did was wrong. You should have given me the heads up. You should have given me something. And then when I actually reveal my feelings, all you do is yell at me in my own house and tell me that I'm being ridiculous and being like a child. So Kelly's like, you know what? Vicky has a pattern, and she has a revolving door of men.
I wrote it down.
Tamara's on her way to a full recovery, but not just yet. She's getting a boot. And so far, her sex life has suffered. This is what she's giving us right now.
You can find a way, Tamra.
Yeah, exactly.
Do not tell me you're not getting none because of some boot. If you don't take this boot and swing it to the left and get it going.
Thank you.
Stop it, girl.
Swing it to the left and then swing this leg to the right. Problem solved. I'm sure Eddie can find a way. You guys are supposed to be going slow anyway because of his heart.
Yeah, exactly. It might just maybe be a blessing.
Just love make. Yes. Love make. You know, don't.
Nice and slow.
Yeah. We should have played Usher nice and slow.
We should have.
I keep thinking about Kelly. You were talking about Kelly and choosing sides and all this. Not to jump to layback, but this is relevant to the rest of the show. At this point, I feel like Kelly has chosen the show over her relationship with Vicky. I feel like they kind of view this as a job. And
totally.
I think that she's like, you know what? I'm going to really be able to put myself out there now if it's my turn against Vicky.
I totally see that. But I also really, really, really strongly feel like she would have been such a loyal friend to Vicky because the very, very beginning, it's not really easy for the new girl. Yeah. And I feel like Kelly and Vicky really had a bond. Kelly stuck up for Vicky when Vicky was so wrong. She was like, you guys are ganging up on her. Like, she really went for the jugular with these girls over Vicky. So I really feel like she would have been loyal, but because of what she did, she's like, you know what? I'm over you. Like, it's fine, but it's never, like, gonna be the same again. And you know what? I'm gonna throw some shade, and I'm gonna let it all hang out.
Ooh.
Gina and Emily are taking the kids to the farm, and they're tasting fresh vegetables and fruits, while gossiping, of course. They have opinions. Lots of them. And Shannon is in a shell, according to them. Shannon doesn't like Emily now because of the dinner thing. And I think because the golf course, it really set something. You know, it only takes one time with Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
You say one thing to Shannon right off the bat. Yeah. If you're new, let's play the montage. Let's, what's the skinny one from last season? We're
Lydia.
Not going to get along.
Lydia,
and then the charitable Megan comment. Like, it's always something with the new person. You know what I mean? So you have to tread lightly with her. That's why she's a shell and she has to open up. But if you scare her, she's just not going to like you. So
Gina keeps on like poking her on Shannon, like every time they're all together. And Shannon is just like waiting back. But I feel like it's going to come to a point where she's going to break loose, as we saw in like little preview. But I feel so happy for Gina. I'm glad that she's standing up for herself and she's doing her own thing.
Yeah, but it's weird how she does bring up Shannon's relationship a lot. I don't know why that is a focal point. But I do agree with, I don't really feel like she should have any beef with Emily. I feel like the Emily thing was a total misconstrued. It was like a game of telephone, almost. But let's talk about Tamra, who is the new bone collector of the OC. She really is just out and spreading the word, spreading her little pollen everywhere. She's out with Vicky, and she's like, make sure that Steve doesn't take your money, because that's what Kelly's telling us.
I was like, Tamra, you little sneaky girl. The shade is just so real. Like, how you gonna be my friend and then just diss my man? Like, even though, you know, you seem he may not be a good fit for me, don't diss him. I'm in love, you know?
Well, Vicky's like, shut your mouth.
She's in love.
Is she really in love? I don't think she's in love.
I don't know.
No.
You know, how many times can you tell somebody when they bring man after man, like, you know,
revolving door?
Yeah, I mean, how many times can you tell someone? You know, Vicky has landed on her feet. That woman is a cat. I mean, literally, she's been living in that house since day one of this whole series.
That's crazy.
She survived everything. I mean, it's kind of nuts that she makes these massive life mistakes and she's still standing. She's got the national business and she's a hit on the show. I mean, it's kind of weird, but at what point do you just say, you know what, that's Vicky. That's what she's going to do. That's what she's going to attract. Like, I wouldn't be warning her anymore. She knows what she's doing.
No, exactly. Yeah. And she's, like, on this whole new path of phoniness. I feel like we haven't gotten the real Vicky since the Brooks thing. We were talking about it briefly right before the show started. We had some technical problems, so we had some time to talk. And we were just, for me, Vicky's not the same. She's not the OG that I fell in love with. I feel like we've been getting this facade for a while now. And
it's like she's adjusting herself to men, and that's what's sad. Like, you don't see any of her psych, like, crazy personality come out, like, to the point not where just like, that that's though Vicky.
She's projecting a certain image, this religious, this holier than thou.
Let's
like,
not get into the religion.
Yeah. Well, she, I mean, she basically, she compared herself to Jesus at one point.
She's like, Jesus on the cross. God. The thing with her, though, it's like a real thing. People in this country, or internationally, fight loneliness. And I feel like that's a storyline of hers. Yes. It's not just her having to have a man in her life. Like, her daughter moved away. Her son lives in San Diego. She's been divorced now twice.
That's honest and that's like, relatable.
Yeah, it's like, that's almost a storyline I would like to actually see play out. And that's something we haven't seen before. Even with Vicky, I mean, we've seen almost every story with this woman at this point. We've seen every cosmetic procedure and the divorce storyline, the grandchildren. Loneliness, though, is something that they should talk about and she should address.
I think she's actually terrified of loneliness.
She doesn't want to, yeah.
She's said it so many times and she's saying a lot of things, including telling Kelly to shut her fat ass mouth.
Yeah.
She has a lot of opinion on Kelly's marriages. She said she didn't talk kindly to Michael, and we saw a little montage.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bravo. Mm-hmm. Clearly, you're several picking. Times. Yeah, clearly you're picking Michael's side, though.
Yeah.
And you have opinions on Gina's marriage. I don't understand this. And she's saying, like, how are you going to support your children? And Tamara agrees. And but I feel like there's just a lot of judgmental. What do we think about this whole thing about Vicky and Tamara sitting there talking about people's marriages?
It's just like, how are they going to throw the stone? Like, you ladies have been through a lot. Don't tell me about my marriage and what I'm doing when your house over there is, you know, a glass house. Like, no. I don't like it.
Yeah, my perception of Gina's marriage is like, you know, marriage takes work. I've never been married. I have no effing clue. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think just from what the facts, the few facts that have been presented to me, I think they need to do the work. However, I'm not going to go tell her that. I don't know what it's like in their house. I can't speak to their relationship. Exactly. So I really wouldn't express that opinion that strongly with warnings and talking about people.
Mm-hmm.
From my perception as a viewer of this show from 10 episodes of seeing Gina, I think she's going to do a little bit more work. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. She doesn't say, it's not just that he works away. It's other things. So I'd be interested to know what they are.
You said something really interesting. You said like what's being presented, and that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I feel like Gina is presenting something to us. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like we have to accept it, but it's none of our business,
it
and
isn't.
That's exactly where we should have left it. Like, this is what Gina is presenting to us.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think it's BS? Maybe. Yeah. Do we think that there's other things happening? Yes, but that's what she's presenting to us.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't sit there and fight her about it, berate her about it, then throw a little Jesus on top of it and tell her that she's going to hell.
Oh, gosh.
I felt so bad for Gina. I mean, the entire time having all these ladies portray their own emotions and experiences onto her, and she kept on saying, my situation is different. And you know what? At times like that, you feel like you have to stand up for yourself and say, like, make your peace, but these girls weren't even listening either. Yeah.
We're gonna really get into that dinner scene. Oh, we're gonna really get into it, because that is the pit and that's the fruit that we've been waiting for, and we're gonna talk about it. But let's talk about the actual subject here. I really want to dissect it. She says they're friends, but he got his divorce papers. They don't fight. They have sex. I don't get it. Kelly doesn't get it. This is what's being presented to the public. Mm-hmm. They're not going to buy it, but it's the truth. It's her truth. The truth will always come out.
Yes. I don't understand why she wants to present this to us. I just give me one good real reason, because if I'm having a good time with my boo, you know, we going out, we're still having dates, we're still having sex.
Yeah.
Is what got me.
But
we're
they're
still
not.
Doing
she lives far away.
Never mind all that.
Divorcing?
Never mind that. They have three young kids under the age of 10. I mean, work it out.
Exactly. And there's no money issues. There's nothing.
But again, I don't see the whole picture. So I'm saying work it out based again of what I'm being presented. I don't know the whole story.
There's something about the way that she says it though, and in her face, where it's like, I'm done. This is a decision I've made, and there's no turning back. You know,
I do agree with that. But we just kind of want to know what the real reason is, because I feel like she's given us a PR kind of.
Let me ask
you, are we owed that? I mean, they're on a show.
No, we're not.
But they're on a show and they're supposed to show their lives. That's what they're supposed to do. But that is so personal. Like, you know, do you feel as a viewer? I'm just curious. You're owed the full story or what?
Well, know what? I feel like if you don't, it's up to her. And if she gives it to us or not, it'll play out next season.
Yeah.
When you give it to us, when you lower the walls, when you really show us to it, when you show it to us and you get ugly, that's when you really rise to the top afterwards. Mm-hmm. Everyone sees it. You have to go through the ugly to get to the beautiful. I really do believe that. But I feel like she doesn't want to give it up. And yeah. I feel like, I don't want to get too deep into this, but I do really do feel like there's a price for everything. And she's on a show now. You're on TV. You're getting fame. You're getting exposure. Now your marriage is, that's like, I feel like maybe that's the price. I don't know.
Do you think, because in the back of my subject. Mind.
It's Illuminati.
In the back of my mind, I keep thinking he did something wrong.
That's what I think. So far.
Mm-hmm. But what if she was the one that did something?
She doesn't have time, honey. She's like stuck in just involved in this circle of three kids. It's a lot to handle. Yeah. He's far away in LA doing God knows what.
Right. Their whole life did change, though. I mean, she talked about the bubble of being in Long Island.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. like to go there and not have her like mother close. And like, you know, just like the whole dynamic, like, it's stressful.
She said something interesting, too. She said, like, we grew up and then we just realized that, you know, now that we're adults, we can see what we really want in another person. And we're not giving that to each other.
Mm. That's a good reason. I'll buy that.
That is a good reason.
But the chemistry, they're still hooking up.
That's very true. I do want to say with Grant,
that
though.
She might be lying.
No. Mm-hmm. I want to say with Grant, though, that I do think I'm owed this. You signed on to this TV show to give me your life, your real life. You need to let me know. I want to know why you're breaking up, what the kids are eating every day, what your nanny eats.
No, not the kids. Because
they're too much. There's so much going on in that house. But all those like signs. Yeah. You see all those signs and antiques and all these things. That house, there's so much going on in there. Even on the outside of it, there's all things attached to coming out of the trees. Oh, Lord. And there's kids running all over making a mess. But yeah, I don't know if I feel like I'm owed it. I don't know. But the thing is, look, if you think of casting, I'll just say this real quick. If you think of casting these women, there are so many people that are like up for these roles. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that in quotes. But like, they do. They interview this outreach. Mm-hmm. They ask everyone who their friends are. I mean, it takes a long time to get to this point.
Totally,
so when you do get to this point, like, you are in a way expected to say what's going on in your life.
And I feel like they saw this too. And that's one of the reasons that why they might have signed her on. Because nobody really wants a thirsty girl, Grant. Like, a lot of people sign up for this, right. But they're not going to pick the one that's like, I mean, this is the reason why Jill Zarin is not back. Like, she wants it too bad.
Well,
and they're like,
I think there's more to
we're
that,
not going to give it to you. I mean, even like, just to veer off, just because it's Bravo, like Atlanta, the cast has came out and Marlo doesn't have a peach. And
ooh,
everyone's like,
she needs a peach, though.
But that's not the official one.
She wants it too badly.
I don't know. She wants it too bad. And I feel like when you want it too bad, they don't give it to you.
Give it to you for one season.
Speaking
though.
Of casting, that show is so heavy handed cast. To me, it's almost like a television show, like a real, like, that show to me is, I don't believe that so much.
Atlanta?
I feel like it's like, not, I don't want to say the word fake, but I just feel like it's so contrived.
It is a lot.
Oh, the last season with Kenya and everything, definitely. But
and
I feel like now that.
Who's getting paid what? And that's the drama that they mm-hmm, can't discuss because mm-hmm. it's contract stuff. But that's what we're seeing on screen. But yeah, they have to pretend it's something else. Like, that show, I don't know. I can see through it. Just as a producer, I could just see too much of it. It's hard for me to watch it. Anyway, back to OC. Sorry.
Yeah. New York. Killed it. New York killed it. New York killed it. But Emily and Shane are in the kitchen. She's saying, I just want you guys to start over. And he's saying, if someone wants to apologize, then I'll let them indulge. She would give him an orange.
That ending, yes.
Oh,
Shane,
my God.
Too much. I'm like, Shane, you were just too far into this business, this girl stuff, the catty stuff. You were just too much for me, Shane.
He surprised me. I thought he was going to say, she doesn't need to apologize. Like, I don't care that much.
No. He wants that camera time.
He was like, if she wants to apologize, I'm like, no. Shane, you want an orange.
Yeah. Shane, this is your chance to like, this is your chance to reclaim your man.
He wants an orange.
Shane, he needs to finish shaving. I mean, what was going on? Did you see that underneath the chin? Like, he needs to finish shaving. If he's going to go on camera, you know, come on. He's going to like, what is that, the art of shaving or something like that?
If we're going to talk about that, I will mention the 90s jeans. I wasn't really impressed with the 90s jeans.
You have 90s jeans?
They were like affliction-y kind of. Like,
ooh, affliction. Ooh,
you remember what I'm talking about? All right, well, okay, we'll get over it. Uh-huh. Gina shows up like Britney Spears since we're talking about clothes. She was just missing a Starbucks in her hand.
I love that hat, though. I love that.
Vicky is hosting a dinner party. A housewives dinner party.
Mm. At the OG of the OC's original house.
Italian Nothing night. Can go wrong. No. I love how she's just like, the rules are everyone have fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm like, oh girl, come on.
Yeah.
Domenico is his name, and they're talking about it. And I feel like they felt each other up in private when no one's looking.
They definitely, something went on between them because that chemistry is strong. Domenico and Vicky.
And yeah. Vicky's once again giving little hints that Steve is only 98% because she's like, oh, there's a little question mark.
Yeah.
She's like,
what is she doesn't with have that? A ring on her finger.
She just wants the attention.
Tamara made a good point. She's like, though, I would never do that though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too much for the attention. By the way, love the flashback with OG Gina. You know, I love Gina Keo. Like, that mess. Like, we need to watch what happens live with new Gina and original Gina. That's what they need to do. I would love that episode.
What's and I should Gina? Be the bartender. Okay. Can we get that going?
Get it going.
You know Andy's run out of people when he's like, you know what? I'm going to get the gay bartender from down the street at the bar.
Yeah.
Let's get the bartender over here. Oh, you know what? I had my trainer this morning. Let's get my trainer on.
I saw
like,
that.
No.
How about there are a million podcasters talking about Thank Bravo you. Shows? Yeah. Just saying. Mm-hmm. How they about can us, talk to any of that
we
stuff.
We devote our entire lives and careers to talking about your shows. Throw us a bone, Andy.
Throw us a bone.
One hand washes the other. Is that what they
talking
say?
Talking about throwing us a bone, though.
Exactly.
After buzzers, hey. You might want to throw us a bone. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is really no other network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments section, and guess what? We will thank you here on air next week. Right, Leon?
Exactly. We'll shout you out.
Yes. For now, thanks so much for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, guys. We thank you for watching. Thank you for being in the live chat. Mm-hmm. We love your interaction. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the comments. You guys are so sweet, especially last week. Holler.
No shade, but shade.
No shade. It's a housewives dinner party. It's at Vicky's house. Here's the thing. Why am I help cook? Why am I helping?
I have done the same thing.
I don't want to do anything but drink wine.
You're going to invite me over to someone's house and give me like my own personal stove. Like I don't do. I cook on like that in my own house. Like I do not want to do that.
I don't want to cut anything up either.
It's a cooking party.
No.
You come over. You cook with your girls. You drink. Yeah.
I'm
going to come over and everyone's going to be chopping, and I'm just going to be in the corner drinking.
Well, that's commentary. You.
Yay. I'm good. Look, across the roof, like with like three ingredients. After that, if it's not done, I'm not doing it. You know. It's just real quick, like it needs to be an under 5 minute thing.
Exactly.
I'm not there to work. You know what I mean?
They're there to fight and gossip, and everyone's showing did. Up. Even sure Tamara did. Knows it's gonna go down. While Vicky's like, "It's about the rules. Everyone's gonna have fun, okay?" She's like,
it's
"Oh
been 12
yeah.
years, Vicky. You haven't figured this out yet."
Exactly. She's like, "Something always goes down." Mm-hmm. Everyone shows up, and right away, Emily's like, "You know what? Let me just talk to Kelly real quick." And Kelly's like, "You know what? Of course I'll apologize." And that's the thing, like, Tamara said it. Tamara said it, and she does do it. Like, when Kelly knows she's wrong, she'll admit, like, you know what? I wasn't able. I'm sorry. Mm. I love the little shade that she threw. She's like, you know what? He's Mormon. He'll apologize. And Emily didn't even laugh. She was like, yeah, I know. I would have been laughing hysterically. Yeah. I would have been like, I love the shade. You're right.
Yeah.
If he is Mormon, he should apologize. I thought it was funny. I thought it was good that they just picked it and got it out of the way right away. What do we think about this very shortly before we get into the big bang?
I loved it. I was like, of course Gina needs to apologize. Oh, sorry. Of course Emily. Kelly needs to apologize to Shane.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I don't even understand why they even had that talk. Because if it was my boo, it was like, you gotta apologize. You know what I mean? Like, get yourself over there, say sorry to my boo, and we can be cool.
Oh, well, like, Emily is, like, scared of
she's
Kelly.
Scared. She is scared.
see it. She's like, no, are you okay? Okay, no, can you do it? You know?
But she I feel like so it was too orchestrated. At that party when she was like, I'll kill you. I will kill you over my man. Like,
which is now energy. Yeah. This clip of I will kill you is the new This isn't my plate clip.
This isn't my plate.
Yeah.
We're going to see it all season long. Sorry to interrupt.
As far as Kelly goes, I don't think she has to apologize to this. I think she could if she wanted to. It's like one of those things, but like, they always say the group, you know, which means the housewives, the cast. Like, he's not part of the group. Sorry, dude, you're just not part of that group. Your wife is. But like, she doesn't really owe him that, I don't think. I think it's silly. I think it's stupid. I mean, that's something you could say on the reunion. Like, yeah, you know, I kind of lost my cool at that moment. But like, I don't believe Kelly's that honestly sorry for that, because in her interview, she's saying the same stuff. Like, it's not a genuine apology. It's a scene. And, like, I wouldn't even bother with that.
Yeah, you know what scene we want to see? Steve and Kelly. That's what we really wanted to see. I want to see her bring up the Page Six thing. Show him the thing.
Show the receipt.
Shane actually had a pretty good point, though. He was like, next time you want to confront someone about something that they posted or said on the internet, bring it so they have no choice but to be like,
very true.
Oh, yeah, I did say that or whatever. He did have a good point. He threw a lot of sarcasm in there. She was just much. Like, you know what?
I think he should be embarrassed.
She was like, I like it. Silly. It's funny.
It's not.
I think he should be embarrassed. It's silly that he has to sit there on national TV and have her apologizing to him because he, what do you call her? A dweeb or something stupid?
A dork.
Like, a twerp and a P-U-S-S-Y.
Yeah, well, you know what? Welcome to the real world, buddy. I mean, that. You know what I mean? Like, don't put yourself in those situations.
I kind of agree. I feel like the apology scene was way too orchestrated, and Emily was like, I'm going to leave you guys alone.
Yeah.
And
I know.
She's like, no, you're not.
They made it that so awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to drag out, though. They're not going to leave this alone here.
Well, Kelly basically, like, was biting her tongue, and I don't know how she didn't just jump in and be like, you know what? Blah, 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 because he was baiting her. And I'm like, dude, look terrible in that scene. As far as, like, a man goes and a husband to a wife who's sitting there, and you're going to keep throwing shade at this woman on this reality show?
But in reality, we're all, this all has to do with Steve, and he is not even, we're not MIA. Talking about him. Yeah. He's kicking back, and like,
I didn't think I would get this weird. Upset about Shane. I didn't think I would care this much about Shane because I was like, whatever. He's looking for TV time. But the more I talk, the more I look at him, and then I hear me, like, you know, other people I've talked with view him as being extremely controlling, and like, just like watching him, like, ugh, what are you doing? Like, it's a bad look, dude. Don't do the show. You don't need an apology. Move on.
No, I haven't called worse. Stay on the show. I like seeing him on there.
I haven't called worse.
Drama.
You know?
I like seeing him, but the apology scene was too forced. It was not good. I'm glad he threw some sarcasm in there because it would have been just too awkward to sit there and have her be like, I'm sorry for.
Kelly didn't bring it either, though, because she could have easily responded back to the sarcasm, and she didn't.
Did you want her chugging that water?
I don't understand why she didn't give it back to him at all. She could have threw some of it back, she like some could've. Humor.
Maybe she was trying to just kill it, and she was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't say anything, just let it go.
It was really weird. Like, for someone that just spits it out, I would have been like, oh, you're doing it again.
That's exactly what I would have done. I would have not taken the high road like she did. I would have said, you know what? Here's why we're here, buddy, because you keep running your mouth. That's exactly what I would do.
And he would have laughed, and I'd been like, all right, now we have that kind of relationship where we're just going to pick on each other. We're going to get drunk and be like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
The trio, Kelly, Tamara, and Vicky are talking about the Steve thing, and she's like, yeah. Vicky called me and was like, I know that you did this.
I loved it.
Vicky shows up, but nothing happens.
Well, I love that Kelly didn't even flinch. Like, usually when you're like, oh, you know, when you're like, oh my
God.
Well,
you can't get out of it. You might as well just finish the shot.
It's like, yeah, it's like, no, the call that we have where you said this. I was
the
like,
mommy? Yeah, you called the mommy.
And she's like, I wish I was here with my mom. I'm like, well,
I know,
just killed it. I'm like, Vicky, if you don't start playing dirty, girl, like, you just caught these two girls walking in, talking crap about you. I wish my mom was. Okay, me too. Now, what you gonna say? Like,
Thank you.
I need shade. Throw it.
So he lived with his mother for 5 weeks?
Yeah.
Is that what we were told?
3 weeks or something.
I'm trying to keep track of the timelines.
And nobody knows what Vicky did to get him back.
And she kept it under wraps.
Do we think she paid him? You know, come on the show. Come be with me, boo.
Well, they're using the word mommy to emasculate. So let's just keep it real.
Yeah.
Like, they're using the word mommy to emasculate him, to set a precedent that he is not man enough to take care of himself. whatever. I want to move on from this because nothing happened.
Yeah.
So let's move on to something, to someone who will pop off and something that will happen. Gina.
I love her.
They're all talking about it. And Shannon says, wait until the financial section of your divorce starts happening. That's when the guy, you know, like, will disappear, essentially. Everyone starts throwing in their religious stuff, their judgments, their past mistakes. All of a sudden, everyone is holier than thou. I don't understand it.
Except Tamra. Tamra kept her mouth shut.
Did well, she kept that? Saying, she, like, you guys, we really have no, like... But she did it even with Vicky at the restaurant, but then she kept indulging. So I'm not going to give her, like, a full
pass.
That's
fair. Yeah, that's fair.
But she did retract and go, you guys, it's none of our business. I'm like, surprised. Oh, now it's none of your business?
Yeah.
You guys talked about it for 30 minutes, but now it's none of your business.
I was surprised she observed as much as she did, because usually she'd be like, well, you need to know this and just do that. Like, you know, she really kept herself out of it. Maybe it's from all that talking with Shannon.
It's
she's
true.
Just burned out.
Who wouldn't be?
You know what? I understand where everyone's coming from because I understand how messed up they are in the head. We've been watching them for how many years?
12.
We understand their predictable 13, judgmental right, behavior. But I really feel like it took a turn tonight because Gina was so frustrated. I really don't even feel like she really meant to say, I don't believe in God. I really feel like she said it out of sheer frustration just to piss everybody off. Because
I agree.
How freaking dare you sit there and go, oh, well, I'm just over your attitude about marriage and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, didn't you, like, mess up your marriage with Don? And didn't you, didn't Brooks, like, show his private parts to your daughter and you didn't do anything about it?
Yes.
Like, don't talk about that. Like, you are no one to talk about that. And you have been phony for years now. So don't even get me going.
Yes, please.
I just will say, I like how all those women pulled out the religious card when they've been on TV getting their badges retightened, of cheating on people, getting divorced, yelling at people, threatening people's lives. I mean, just like checking
like,
the box.
Yeah, it's like Vicky, hello, Brooks. Don't you remember the whole scandal with him and the whole cancer scheme? And now you're going to say you don't believe in God and judging somebody else?
Exactly.
Like, no moral compass.
Too many lies.
Vicky's like, girl? Who was it? It was Kelly. Everything I've ever prayed for to God has come true. And I'm like, hold on. Weren't you just calling someone?
Oh, my God.
5 minutes ago.
Kelly was hysterical tonight because she was like, you guys, stop it with Gina. You guys, stop it. Gina's like, I don't believe in God. She's like, wait a second now. Hold up. You do believe. You do believe. That's a higher power. You do believe. You're just upset. See, I feel like Kelly kind of knew, but she just... No one really stuck up enough for her.
No.
She had to walk away.
Nobody
went
after her.
And she threw all of us off. She threw all of us off by calling Matt.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna lie. I like that she did that, though, because she needed that pep talk.
But then Bravo didn't give us anything. We didn't hear anything. We didn't hear no response.
What he was saying,
He was
we heard three statements.
That's because she didn't take the call on speakerphone, which is like against the rules, I guess. So,
it's but even,
he probably, you know what it is? He never signed anything to appear on the show.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's why we don't see a picture of him, a family photo. He doesn't make any appearances. That's why we couldn't hear him. It's all, I'm assuming that's what it is.
I hope so. I really wanted to, even like, you know how you can't hear the other person's voice, but you could tell what the person's saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Some reassurance. We didn't hear
like,
anything.
I love
so,
you too, something, you
I
know?
Don't know if he gave her any type of reassurance, and it would have given us a clue. It would have given us some validity to what she's been saying this whole time, that they really are such good friends and all that jazz.
Yeah.
But we didn't get anything. Instead, Emily got up. I'm assuming an hour later, because they ate dinner and everything. I'm like, where did the time go?
Nobody even went after her. Like, the only person
that's
that did
terrible.
Was Emily. And I'm like,
so
why
terrible.
Can't anybody else and go after her?
She went after her after dinner. Like, not you gonna eat your full meal and then come check up on me.
Oh,
like, girl, if you don't come check up on me doing the salad.
And you know what, though? I like Gina. Gina came out again and sat down and faced the music.
Yes.
She stuck in there like a
and
trooper.
And not the good
she
music,
did.
By the way. Like, it's not like when you're like, you did something wrong, so you go face the jury. No, they're the ones that were being a-holes, and she went back and sat down with them.
And gave a little speech, too.
And she, I believe she lives in Kodo, so she could have, like, just been like, I'm going home. Like, I'm walking home.
I would have gone home. Vicky was so rude to her.
So rude.
But I give her, I really like this girl. I like that she's East Coast. It's a good flavor. I like it. You know, I just, and I said this when we were watching the show, like, after the divorce storyline, like, I just want to make sure we can keep going with her. Like, we're getting good mileage out of her right now, but, like, you know... I want to know what's next.
Well, we see a mid-season trailer. We already talked about the Shane apology. That was a disaster. Yeah. I don't know if anyone's DVR cut out. Bravo, we're sick of it. Get it together. Let's get into some news and gossip.
Oh.
And this is you, Grant, right?
I believe so. Wow, it's been a minute. There's a photo that Shannon posted only a few days ago. Now, we've seen the ladies having a series of foot problems on this show.
Oh, my goodness. It continues
here. So let me pull it up on my phone so I can read this description.
It's right here.
The description by Shannon is, no, tripped on a stair after my walk yesterday and sprained my right ankle this time.
Oh,
and there's a bunch
goodness.
Of hashtags. Gosh. What's wrong with me? And she's back on the scooter. I mean, these women, I mean, what is the reunion
she's
set
so
going to look like?
Prone.
Yeah. I was thinking about the reunion set. They're going to have to do some like glamorous like foot doctor or ER
orthopedic.
Room. Yeah. It's like the common theme, but like Shannon, again, I know she's going on her walks. If you follow her Instagram and all that. She's trying, man.
Well, so for some other news, there's been all sorts of, the mid-season trailer came out today, so there's been all sorts of reports. People are reporting that Shannon stopped filming and everything.
Awesome.
We have a lot of things.
You're disgusting. What is
but
this?
But let's talk about the tweets, because the tweets are out of control. Let's get into our Twitter segment.
Yes. So one of our first tweets right here, it says from Erica, really, Tamara, since when have you ever chosen to mind your business? Tamara's trying to act as if she's the least judgmental when she probably ripped Gina a new one the very minute she left Vicky's house. You can try and fool the girls, Tamara, but not the viewers.
Ooh, I believe that. Private talk.
And then next up, we have from Lisa saying, Shane, when your sarcasm has no wit behind it, it sounds like a little boy who still wants his mother's attention but doesn't deserve it.
Applauding that tweet. Lisa, follow
me. And then we have Aaron saying, is there a way I can mute Gina and Emily's children? Don't get me wrong. I like children. I have children. If I wanted to watch reality TV shows with children, I'd turn on TLC, not Bravo.
Yeah, the kids are too much.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, Jamal says, it's funny how Emily's husband pretended like he didn't care what Kelly Dodd had to say about him, yet he will bring it up any chance he gets. He cares. Probably cries himself to sleep about it.
And I have a tweet.
True.
I have a tweet backs up what I was talking about Vicky earlier. It was the first tweet we brought up. Can we pull that back up? Yeah, that one.
Ooh, what's this? The meme.
So this tweet is by Reality TV Bliss, and it says, wow, Vicky Gunvalson, how dare you judge Kelly Dodd as a wife when you cheated on Don and emasculated him in almost every scene, all four Real Housewives of Orange County fans, to find out you divorced him for Brooks, or with Brooks. Thank God we had Brianna to tell us the truth.
Mm-hmm. And there's a meme that says you are disgusting.
Thank you, Stassi. Let's get into our predictions, because we need to talk about what's going to happen. The mid-season trailer came out.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
We need to talk about this. What do you think is going to happen? Are Kelly and Vicky going to be friends? Is Kelly going to be right with the ladies? Is Gina going to finally reveal the truth? Let's just talk about what we think is going to happen for the rest of the season, my take.
Okay, I think Shannon, there's going to be a big split between the girls, and I think Shannon's going to be left on the sidelines, and everyone is just going to be against her, and she's going to bring up her marriage per usual.
Oh, I can see that. Mm-hmm. I see that Gina is going to come back swinging harder than ever. We're finally going to get a little bit more about what's going on with this divorce, because I need to know, and I know the fans need to know. Mm-hmm. And she's just going to come back like, Here's what's going on, here's the tea, here's the gossip, and I'm loving it.
Well, we know that Shannon does not care for these two new girls, so, and they've been pretty amicable until this point, so I'm anxious to see, like, what is really going to put her over the edge. She's had enough, I've had enough, what did she say? I'm done. What is going to make her done with these ladies?
I feel like they're going to take the I will kill you all the way to the reunion. I feel like there's going to be a huge split. I feel like Emily is the one that's going to be left kind of on the sides because of this comment. I really feel like it's really going to haunt her in the Housewives arena. They're going to take it all the way to the reunion. I've already seen some Twitter interaction. Tamara and Shannon ganging up on Emily going, oh yeah, she's going to kill you. Be careful. And then Emily telling Shannon to go hide in the bathroom on Twitter. It was so good. Make sure to keep up with us on Twitter and on all the things, because we have all the juice and we're going to be breaking it down every single Monday. I'm your host, Hollywood Leanne. You can find me on all the things at Hollywood Leanne. check me out on HBO. Camping. It starts October 14th. I'm opposite Jennifer Garner. It's going to be amazing. Thank you so much for watching.
Hey guys, I'm Maitha Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maitha and Shaws of Sunset Thursday nights. We have MJ coming in this Thursday.
Shut up. I'm coming. Wow. Can I be a guest?
I'll think of that.
I'm off.
Hey everybody, it's Howard the Third. You can follow me on all social medias at Howard the Third and my website, HowardTheThird.com. And then I also do the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show on Sundays at 8 p.m.
Holla.
Pacific Standard Time. So tune into that.
And I hope you'll join me if you haven't already on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. It's like a Daily Dish, Bravo's Daily Dish, and Page Six come together. Check it out. It's everywhere. Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast. And you can find me at It's Grant's Rants.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next Monday. Yay. Bye, After Buzzers.
Adios.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.